The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Independence Day, Nigeria. Good morning and welcome to the question and answer segment of A World Class on Radio for this week. I'm Ruth Ibikunle.
A quick rundown of transactions on the floor of the Nigerian exchange yesterday. The Nigerian stock market on Thursday closed on a bullish note, occasioned by 7.28% growth in the share price of Dangote Cement. The all-share index appreciated by 1.59% to close at 40,221.17 points from the previous close of 39,592.29 points. Investors gained 328 billion naira as market capitalization grew by 1.59% to close at 20.956 trillion naira from the previous close of 20.628 trillion naira. An aggregate of 1.047 billion units of shares were traded in 3,752 deals, valued at 7.42 billion naira. The market breadth closed positive as 20 equities emerged as gainers against 14 equities that declined in their share prices. University Press led the gainers with 9.82% growth to close at 1 naira 23 kobo from the previous close of 1 naira 12 kobo. Pharmadeco, Mayan Baker and Sovereign Trust Insurance, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 9.81%, 9.17% and 9.09% respectively. Chance PLC led other price decliners as it shed 8.70% of its share price to close at 21 kobo from the previous close of 23 kobo. Asset Mansard and Jai's Bank, among other price decliners, also shed their share prices by 4.12% and 3.23% respectively. I'll go on a break now. Mr. Haruna Kebira, MD CEO, Global View Capital Limited, is in the studio with me, as usual, to respond to some of the questions sent in. Don't change this channel. I'll be right back.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund five times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund five times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.
Welcome back. Good morning, Mr. Haruna. It's always good to have you on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Quickly, let's see how many questions we can respond to within the limits of our time. What is the best entering price for Aza Mansard? That's a question for one of our listeners.
Well, you cannot really have the best entry price for Mansard. Let me just explain. You know, the stock has just went through the process of share reconstruction. It was listed back above Primera from the Tricobo. And you can see the action of investors on it. I lost about, I think Tuesday it lost 10%, Wednesday it lost 10%. Yesterday, the stock closed at 2.30 cover. Was issuing, I think it lost over 5%. The only thing is that at the price at which you can enter Mansard is when it is seemingly visible that it has bottomed out. I wouldn't know whether it would be under 2 naira or whether it's above 2 naira. But it, when it came up, you can see that the momentum will enter the stock and it begin to go up. That is the best time to go. But for now, just be watching it cascade. The moment it bottom out, then you can take position. That is the best. I don't know what price that might be, but that is the sign that it has bottom out, then you can take position.
All right, so moving on to the second question. In spite of all the challenges in FBNH, why is it one of the most traded stocks on the exchange?
Yes, FBNH has challenges, especially in the area of non-performing loans. But if you look at it, you check most portfolios, you can see that FBNH in it is readily available. It is in every portfolio. And that is why most of the deals normally come from FBNH. But I wouldn't say that it's always the most traded stock. It just happened that during the week, we saw a big volume that was traded in FBNH, I think about 400 something million. I can't really lay my figure on it. But the question is, the stock is liquid. FBN stock is liquid. If you want to buy, you get it to buy. You want to sell, you get it to sell. even if NDNA stock is on offer, you can still get it to sell. So I think that is why it's a darling of most of the portfolios. Even when they have these challenges, which by better grace of God, from what is being in the signs that we are seeing, they might likely get out of faith. That is why it is one of the most traded stock on the exchange.
All right, sir. What is the impact of rising inflation on equity prices, and how can an investor profit from using it in investing in the stock market? That's another question.
I think I have to correct you. What we are seeing now is that the inflation is moderating. I don't think it's actually rising, but to answer this question, first of all, let's look at what is inflation. Inflation is the general rise in the prices of goods and commodities in a particular environment like Nigeria. And what inflation does to a fund is to reduce disposable income, which means that what your 1 naira can do, you now need like 2 naira to do it. And in the simple economics that we're taught, it is when you have it's from the disposable after consumption that you can see. If what you used to have can no longer able to buy what you need, there'll be no savings. Savings should be zero. But for adventure, you were able to save 2 naira before. Because of inflation, you are now able to save 1 naira or 50 kobo. That means your ability to save has reduced. And in simple economics, we are told that aggregate savings is actually great to investment, because it is what you have saved that you didn't eat that you used to invest. And that implies even the money that comes into the Nigeria Stock Exchange also for investment. But that will be on the short run. And the short run is going to affect investment negatively by reducing investable funds. But on the long run, by the time, because most of the stocks that are quoted on the cross, the Nigeria Stock Exchange, are either operating services or goods, which the inflation is going to affect. As the prices are going up, because the markup of the organization, some that can be higher than inflation, they can make it inflation in debt so that they can make a marginal gain high and above the inflation rate, which will still to maybe higher turnover and higher bottom line. And if that is the case, it can also do still by giving better dividend. And if that happens, that better dividend will attract demand into that stock. I will know that the demand will push the stock up. And if you're in position in such a stock, then that means that you will likely move up with the stock. So the only strategy that you can use in the profit is, like I said, the stock that are listed, you see that they are offering one service or they are offering one product. So it's all a comparison. Just to look for fundamentally strong stock, active position in it, and wait. But inflation is not rising as per the numbers that are coming out from the MPS. Inflation is actually moderating.
Right, sir. So let's take a look at the Nigerian capital market. In the last two trading days, the market seems to have gained traction and momentum in the last 2 days to end September. That's Wednesday and Thursday. What could be responsible for this?
September is the last month of this quarter, which also is the last month of the third quarter. And there is this thing that portfolio managers do. And what they do is to make sure that they close their position right. I won't say that they close their position right. And what happened yesterday, which was the last day of September, the prices at which those stocks are closed are stamped to that date. It can never be changed. But I'm going to have a portfolio, and I want the portfolio to close in the position that I like. And maybe my activities are actually make the position to close at that particular threshold. It is written and is written forever that September 30th, 2021, this was what the portfolio closed at. I think it's the action of the portfolio manager. One, month end. Two, quarter end. And three, the third quarter end. I think that is exactly what happened. And for the fact that in another, maybe next week, we'll begin to see corporate actions to the market, especially those that are not rigidly regulated, like the non-insurance and the non-bank stock that can release the result as they like. They will begin to see. So people are actually taking position ahead of such. I think that is one of the reasons why we see what we saw 2 days before yesterday.
All right, thank you so much for that, sir. Yesterday was the last day of September. That's the last month of the quarter three, just like you said earlier. What strategy should an investor be taking against quarter three results?
You see, at this particular point in time, what you should be looking at, one, because almost 90% of the stocks that are listed on the exchange have December as their year ends. You should sit yourself down and look at their quarter one, and look at quarter two. By the time you look at quarter one and quarter two, you'll be able to read what will happen at quarter three. And if you see that there's a consistent growth in earnings, then it means that you will take such growth will be sustained in this quarter three. And if that happens, there's no way that the market will not compensate that stock, which means that the most of the prices that we see today, if it happens that your calculation or your analysis is right, by the time the market moves to compensate such a stock, it will rise higher and above the position at the price at which you take position. So we still say it fundamentally strong stock. But one of the things I will also want to recommend that if you are actually trading the market, and assuming that you have 1,000 naira, I would say that why don't you put your 800 naira in fundamentally strong stock and have 200 naira for speculation? What do we mean by speculation? We have seen most of the stock that I can measure there. We saw Comadeco just rose from about 1 naira, Tukobo, closed yesterday at 2 naira, Tukobo. You can see Codfish took off from 21 Kobo. In June 35 Kobo now, we saw that movement also in Honeywell. We saw the drop in Nigeria Brewery to 47 Naira. It's now doing 49.60. We saw the drop in Pesco to 73 Naira. It's now doing 80 Naira and above. We saw the drop in Okomo Oye to 104. It's now 112 Naira, 80 Kobo. We also saw the drop in Dangote Cement. As we speak, that position is due to it. So you can do speculation in such stuff while you are taking position in those stocks that are identified as fundamentally strong stock. And when you put all this together, you cannot miss it.
All right, thank you so much. Your last word and your number, sir.
Yeah, this is the month of October, the month of 1 month moratorium that is given to listed stock to return their returns are started. So in a little while, begin to see results on the floor of the Nigeria Stock Exchange. So what we have to do is to be in the brace position. My number is 0802-300-9379.
All right, sir. Thank you so much, sir, for your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, this is where we draw the curtain on the last episode of your Wealth Lesson Radio for this week. On Sunday, October 3rd, the Oracle will be live on LTV 8 at 10 p.m. for an in-depth analysis of the Nigerian capital market. You do not want to miss this. Set a reminder on your DSTV, GoTV, and Star Times. For more inquiry or to join our Telegram platform, call or send an SMS to 0703-134-1703. I'll surely be coming your way again next week by the special grace of God. Same time, same station. Enjoy your weekend.